Today is October 23rd, 2011. For the first time, Tunisians are going to the polls to elect a constituent assembly. Global IQ Minute is talking with Akrim Khalifa, professor at the University of Tunis. So the elections are taking place today. Tell me what the mood is like in Tunisia.
It's like Eid. It's like a festival. People are really happy, serene, calm, and just, you know, you can't believe the long, very well ordered and organized lines. People are just queuing up for hours and hours and hours just to go and vote.
Tell me, where do people vote? In this country, as you know, people vote in schools and post offices.
Yeah. Most of them are schools. Most of them are either primary schools or secondary schools. And the polling places are open from 7 o'clock in the morning till 7 o'clock in the afternoon.
Now, is it true that everyone who votes then puts their finger or their thumb into a bottle of ink?
Yes. Before you slip the paper into the box, you have to dip your finger in a blue type of a print or ink, all right, that remains in your finger for 48 hours. This makes sure that even if, because there are some people who have not registered and they're allowed to go and vote and register in the last minute, but this ink will guarantee that you don't vote twice.
And when will the results be distributed, do you think, announced?
Starting from tomorrow, we're going to see some results, but I think it takes, the official results are in 3 days from today. I think it's going to be on the 25th. The official results.
And what do you expect and what's being forecast?
Well, there is a reality that nobody can deny, is that the Nahda is going to have a good majority of, I would say, people are talking today about something between 20 and 25%.
And that really hasn't changed from what we discussed several weeks ago.
No. But, you know, the problem is that for the last, because the electoral campaign started on the 1st of October, and there are no opinion polling are allowed. So that's why we don't have any updated, forecasts. But this is what everybody's talking about. So 25% probably. PDP might have something like 18%. Tekettun, or the forum, is getting something like that, probably 15%. Also, the PDM, or the poll, we call it the Democratic Progressive Poll, which is a coalition of five parties and five political associations and organizations, is getting, I would say, around 12%. So these are like the forecasts.
Now, explain to our listeners, because this is not to elect a prime minister or a president. This is really just the first step in a long process towards complete democracy, isn't it?
Yes. Actually, to make it clear, that these are going to be elections for a constituent assembly that has 1 year period to draft a new constitution and decide upon another date for the next elections, so that, you know, people vote for a government and like, you're going to have like a democratically elected and constitutionally legitimate government. And also at the end of this year, we're going to go for probably a referendum about the most important points of the newly drafted constitution. So it's a constituent assembly with 217 seats.
So you're really moving more towards a parliamentary system rather than a presidential system that we have in this country, aren't you?
You know, I can't tell you exactly, but most of the people are wishing for a moderate or something like in between, either a parliamentary system with tending to a presidential one, or a presidential one tending to towards the parliamentary one, something like in between the two.
And so perhaps more like the French model.
Exactly, yeah.
Tell us, what was the mood in Tunisia when Gaddafi was killed?
You know what? Everybody was happy. It's like celebration everywhere. But most of the people were not, did not like the way he was killed. People were wishing for an arrest and a trial. All right?
Right.
So it was like very barbarous.
It was very brutal.
The way he was killed.
What about tourism? How are things happening now with the economy? And should people make plans to come back to Tunisia?
Actually, it's getting very much better. People are getting back. I would say, you know, right after the revolution, we suffered a setback of about, or a regression of about 60%. Now it's getting back to 40%, 50%. You know, the summer was okay. People are just coming back. But, you know, the problem are not people. These people are not leaving their hotels. And they were looking for cheap back packages, all-inclusive packages. And they were just spending the whole day and the whole stay in their hotel.
So let's put
very much mass tourists.
Let's put that in the numbers. So Tunisia usually would receive, before the revolution, what, about 7 or 8 million?
7 million.
Right. So now tourists are down to about 3 million. Is that right?
Exactly.
Okay.
Yeah, I would say so.
Well, good. Well, we'll be following all of this with interest, and I hope you'll let us call you back soon.
Anytime.
We'll do it. Thank you so much, Akram.
Thank you very much. Thank you.
Okay.